How did you get a washing machine there?
We didn't take it in.
Sure.
We bought it there. We worked with a man who had provided washing machines for several different facilities, who runs an orphanage, and he told us that when he first went in, he started shipping them from Sweden, and that was the cheapest way to do it. But then he told us about a place where we could buy it and take it in, and so we drove about 100 miles in order to get to a place where we could pick it up.
So there's an Allred appliance over there?
Yeah, Allred appliance. But the funny thing about it, anything that you buy here in the United States, pretty much, if you have money, you can buy in Romania. But you don't buy it in the same form. Like the dishwashing detergent for the dishwasher, we went, not dishwasher, the washing machine. The detergent for the washing machine, we went into a store and said, do you have washing machine detergent? And they said, yes. And they pull out the cup and they say, how many cups do you want? And what we would purchase in the United States, you know, in a box or a bag, was just sitting there, but had been opened, and they were willing to, you know, and so I always got to the point that I could say, que costa? How much does it cost? And total, you know, I'll take
all
everything.
Of it.
Yeah, you know, and so, and a lot
I
of times,
you.
A lot
well,
of times you would, yeah.
So they know how much it
well,
is.
Well, what they did was they put it on their little scales, you know, and weighed it in order to tell how much was in it. And we did that with diapers, we did it with detergent, we did it with pills. You know, if you want an ibuprofen, you don't buy a bottle of ibuprofen there. You, how many pills do you want? Two, three, four. So it was really pretty cool because it gives you an understanding of how much we have here and
you probably,
how little you could get by with.
You probably pushed their local economy ahead quite a bit.
Yeah. And this year we also provided prenatal vitamins for the people who could not afford them in Dorohoy. Last year the government paid for that service. This year they did not. And so we purchased enough for 200 women to be provided with prenatal vitamins. And the clinic that we work through there says, I won't hand them out. If the woman can afford them, she doesn't get them from us. If she can't afford them, you know, and I see that there's a need, we give them to her. So that was wonderful too. That was another thing we provided this year. The end.